The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. He, Jesus, led them, the disciples, out of the city as far as Bethany, where he raised his hands and he blessed them. And as he was blessing them, he departed from them and was taken up into heaven. The Gospel of our Lord. Dear Saints, the celebration of Ascension of Jesus is a very old festival in the church, one that goes back to at least the 4th century, maybe even earlier. It was considered as important as Christmas or even Easter, as the celebration of the completion of Jesus' work of salvation. The risen Jesus had given his final instructions to his disciples about what they were to do and how they were to continue the work that he had begun. He had filled in the blanks about God becoming human, his death on a cross and his resurrection, and he indicated that he must return to the Father and take up all power and authority as the King of Kings, and he would sit at the right hand of God the Father and rule heaven and earth and beyond. The church father, St. Augustine, he expressed his opinion about the Ascension Day like this. This is the festival which confirms the grace of all festivals together, without which the profitableness of every festival would have perished. For unless the Savior had ascended into heaven, his nativity would have come to nothing, and his passion would have borne no fruit for us, and his most holy resurrection would have been useless. It's a pity that Ascension Day for most people passes without any thought. So let's consider it today. Jesus led the disciples out to the vicinity of Bethany. He raised his arms and he blessed them. Jesus is concluding his resurrection appearances and is returning to heaven and entering his glory to be exalted and enthroned at God's right hand. St. Paul says it so well, that God raised Christ from death and seated him at the right hand side in the heavenly world. Christ rules there above all heavenly rulers, authorities, powers, and lords. He has a title far superior to all titles of authority in this world and the next. And so, in honor of the name of Jesus, all beings in heaven, on earth, and in the world below will fall on their knees, and all will openly proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Ephesians 1 and Philippians chapter 2. Luke tells us that Jesus was being taken up into heaven. He lifted up his hands and he blessed them. This action of lifting up one's arms in blessing was, well, and it still is very significant. Jesus was doing what the Old Testament priests had done over the people of Israel for centuries as they came out of the temples on special feast occasions. And this is also what Christian pastors and priests still do today at the conclusion of every worship service. Jesus raises his hands and he sends the disciples out with his blessing. And in Matthew's gospel, we hear Jesus sending out his disciples with this command: go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And now, just before his ascension, Jesus says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. What an assignment. And what What makes it worse, I think, is that they were to witness in a world that was so hostile and totally pagan. They were to baptize and teach in a society that worshipped idols and emperors and had no idea of the grace and mercy of God. And we know that from the New Testament and from history that the disciples and the early Christians, well, they suffered terribly as they carried out this command. But Jesus, he raises his arms and he blesses them, saying, I am with you always to the very end of age. Matthew 28. And as the disciples, they fanned out over Jerusalem into the rest of the world, their Lord went with them every step of the way. He walked with Peter along the hot and dusty roads of Judea. And at the same time, their Lord accompanied Thomas perhaps as far as India. And he went with James, who became the head of the church in Jerusalem, and some sources say that he even went as far as Spain. Their Lord went with Paul as he traveled from city to city, going as far as Rome. He went with John, who was exiled to an island because of his faith. When the going got tough and their lives were at risk, I am certain that they recalled the ascending Christ with his hands raised and blessing them. Those raised hands and Jesus' blessings assured them that his presence was with them at every time and every place, even though they were not able to see him physically. The last act in our worship services is the blessing. The pastor, he raises his hands and he pronounces the blessings that God gave to his people in the Old Testament. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Number 6. We are sent out from worship service into our everyday lives with the blessings of God. Just as the disciples were blessed by Jesus as he sent them out, assured them of his presence during their walk through their lives, we also can have this same assurance in ours. This blessing, well, it's something that is real and it is effective. To be blessed means that we have the power and the authority of the one who sits on the throne on our side. Christ. Christ who rules above all heavenly rulers, authorities, powers, and lords. Who is the supreme Lord of all things. The one whom God has raised to the highest place above and given the name that is the greater than any other name. It is this Christ who holds all power and authority, who blesses us, and he promises his presence in our lives to the end of the world. On this day, Ascension Day, we are reminded that the Lord has his arms of blessing raised over us. We can think of this in a very personal way. Just as each disciple faced perils and dangers, wondering if they would come out of them alive, we too can face dangers. We have lingering sicknesses and health concerns, cancers, viruses, life changing accidents happen every day. The threats of death and grief over loss, financial issues and loss of income, family strife, pressures that seem, well, they're just so heavy to bear, and the weight that all these just come crashing down on us. And again, like the disciples, we are led to turn toward the ascended Jesus, to turn our faces to the King of Kings with his nail-pierced hands of blessing raised over us. And he's saying, I am with you always. He promises this. I am with you. And what a wonderful promise that is. But you know what? You know it as well as I do, that we often forget this promise. We worry and we fret. We become scared and frightened and unsure simply because we fail to take Jesus at his word when he said, I am with you always. And think of the disciples caught out in the storm with him. Waves spilling over the side of their boat, the wind twirling and howling, the disciples panic-stricken, fearing that they would soon drown. And while this is all happening, Jesus, he's asleep. He's got his head on a pillow in the boat. And seeing Jesus sleeping, it had to be this picture of perfect peace. And what a contrast to the panicky and fear-filled disciples. They wake him and say, don't you care that we are about to die? And Jesus, he stands up to the wind and the waves, and everything becomes calm. Then Jesus says to his disciples, why are you frightened? Do you still have no faith? Mark 4. You know what? That's us. That is us in that boat, struggling against all the things that are against us. And we forget that there he is. He's in the middle of all of our troubles and our anxiety. He is with us. He says, I am with you always. Jesus won't let us down. He says to us also, do you still have no faith? Jesus blesses us as we seek to serve him. Jesus raised his hands as he blessed his disciples as they began to serve their Lord and Savior, not knowing what all that would involve. And I'm sure that there were times when they wondered why Jesus had called them, of all the people, to do certain tasks. Why so many hardships and such opposition? Why so much controversy and disagreements among people? Read the New Testament letters and you will soon get an idea of the wide variety of challenges that confronted the apostles as they carried out Jesus' commission to be witnesses. Looking back to the day that they saw Jesus raise his hands of blessings over them as he ascended and hearing his words echoing in their heads, be my witnesses. I will fill you with the Holy Spirit. I will be with you always to the end of the age. Reassured and encouraged them with the knowledge that the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings will give them all the strength to endure what would otherwise be impossible to bear. And at the end of each Sunday service, as we leave the sanctuary, Jesus speaks his words of blessings over us. In fact, it never seems quite right when a worship service doesn't finish with his words of blessing over his church. We are being sent out not only to face our personal challenges, but we are being sent out as a congregation, as a church, as a flock, as Jesus's disciples to be the love of Christ in the lives of people we meet in our week. We are to abide in his love. He has given us the responsibility to let the light of Christ shine through us. Whether through our words that reflect God's word of hope and comfort and love clearly and unmistakably, or through our actions that demonstrate that love of Christ and make a difference in the lives of other people. God has given this congregation a special mission. He has called us together for the purposes of carrying out his command to be disciples, to be witnesses. And there is no getting away from the fact that he is saying to us, "You shall be my witnesses." With a special emphasis on the word "shall." He is being so definite. It is our calling. It is who we are. It is what we are supposed to do. It is what it means to be a disciple. To abide in his love. To share the love of Christ in whatever way we can. And to support one another as we seek to be his disciples, his witnesses. And you know what? We aren't always going to get it right. We aren't always going to be successful. We aren't going to find it easy. And Jesus didn't promise that it would be easy. But he does raise his arms over us, as he raised his arms over the disciples when he ascended into heaven. He blesses us with the certainty that even though it might be hard at times, his presence will give us strength and the Holy Spirit will provide the results. Today again, he raises his hands of blessing over us as we venture out to be his disciples, his church in this world. Dear saints, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. And may that peace, the peace of God which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, our ascended Lord. Amen.